We're here, and we're ready for maintenance of judicial building. It's a brand new building. Why does it need maintenance?
That's a good question.
I guess that is it. I hadn't thought about that, yeah. But it does apply.
Yeah.
We're going to talk about fire stuff?
Yeah, we're talking about the fire tests, and I wanted to let you know, this is a report right here.
Okay.
And the duct detectors in the duct work, they couldn't get them to go on, so they couldn't even test them. There's supposed to be a test switch that goes on where you can flip the switch and it'll check those duct detectors.
Let me ask a question before you get any farther. How's your conversation with Walton or
Nick?
Nick going.
Nick?
You contacted them?
I contacted Adam, and I haven't heard back from Adam.
Really?
Yes, and that's unusual.
No, it's warranty period's over. That's why it's not unusual.
Yeah.
You need to call Nick and...
Do we want to have Nikki help?
I am really disgusted about this.
Me too.
And the cost, Jim, when we had the additional cost for these ducts.
Oh, I'm irritated they didn't return your call because the smoke alarm test failed. They should have been calling you as soon as you called them and saying, how can we make it right because it failed.
Did you try once or five times?
No, I didn't. I was going to give Adam a few days.
Right.
Because sometimes it takes him a little bit to get back with me. And if he didn't call
let's
today.
Let's don't get too disgusted until we get a hold of him and...
Yeah.
I understand your suspicions, but before we jump
off
the cliff.
Would you also get a call into Nick?
I will.
Because isn't Adam report to Nick?
Yeah. Well, now see, Adam's with Walton and Nick's with Septagon, so I don't know.
Nick.
Yeah, that's right. Let's.
Nick's a good one to call, I think.
Yeah. You have Nick's number too?
I do.
Would you call Nick and just let him know the reason? Let me ask you a question. Did we do these tests last year?
I couldn't find anything in the books that said that they'd done the test last year.
Okay. I don't remember.
Okay. That was one of my questions I was going to have you, is did it fail last year too, or did we just not do it last year?
Yeah, see, I don't know if they tested it last year.
That would have been the building where we were just moved in, right, Chuck?
To my knowledge, I mean, it would have had to have been tested to meet their inspection stuff, I think, when it was opened.
Well, the ductwork maybe not. That's probably not a requirement. It's probably an extra.
But if there's a requirement for us to have a yearly inspection,
I would have thought
it would
have
be a requirement before the building could be occupied. That would be part of the
deal. Once you like we're saying, I won't jump to conclusions, but let's go ahead and try to get Nick on the phone too.
Okay.
And we really don't want to wait much longer.
Right.
Now that we know there's a problem.
Yeah. Okay. Let's kind of clear this up with everybody, and I think you might be a person that could do that. Anything that's done goes through the construction manager, even though we paid them before the project got started. I expect services now on problems that exist whenever I questioned the dollar amount for the additional duct vents charges. And that's one reason that I'm really fired up about this.
I believe this is, there's no way to test it before the warranty period expired, so we waited until the test came in. So warranty or no warranty, it should have been operational. We don't know if it ever was operational. That's why I have no problem having Septagon and Walton do it. So can you walk through all, I mean, it looked like everything failed.
Well,
what didn't fail?
Well, the fire alarms didn't fail.
Okay, that's good.
The backflow, the main backflow, it failed because...
What is that now? That is for the sprinkler system?
Yeah, that one didn't. The switch is bad on that one.
Okay.
And there's four of them, and the last one, the switch is bad. The main backflow, you can't turn it on hard enough to get the alarms to go off because... It overflows on the floor.
Okay.
And that's...
That's all part of that report here.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
And the drinking water, which is the big blue one, that's the one that that will overflow on the floor.
Help me out. The big blue tank?
It's a big blue backflow.
Okay.
And it's the drinking water
okay.
one. Okay. And that's the one they can't get open enough. It just starts flooding the floor.
Okay.
And so they couldn't get it to...
So we couldn't test that either.
Right, couldn't test that either.
Okay.
They went ahead and passed us on this, but there's, in the courthouse, the strobe lights and the fire alarm is not in sync.
Okay.
It'll flash and then another one will flash. And they said that it's probably the panel board, and they said that we really should have that fixed.
Okay.
And, that's really the ones that didn't pass, but they're the major
important.
Ones.
Yeah.
I would recommend a letter to Walton concerning CC to Henderson about all this electrical.
I don't know if that would be in benefit. Right? I mean, I agree with the Walton and Septagon.
Their subs, they're responsible for their subs, and their subs are responsible for this. They're the one that turned in the.
I agree. I just HMN's. They're going to say we drew the lines where they belong. That's a sprinkler, and that's a tank, and they're not going to do anything.
I'm talking about Henderson.
I'm sorry. You said Henderson. I was thinking HMN.
Yep.
Okay, so I'm thinking the architect. They weren't going
to
help us.
But don't we want to start with letter to Septagon and to Walton?
Just go right down the line.
Let's just go to them and see if they don't do their job. I mean, it's their sub, isn't it?
Yeah, what I would suggest is that we contracted Septagon and they contracted Walton. So those two by far need to take the ball. I'd like Jillian or Nikki to help write you the letter. What we'll want to do is maybe carbon the email because you'll have the email printed out because you had a pretty good detail of what happened.
Right.
Obviously the report, and we just need to include all this and have a paper trail started.
Okay.
So help me out here. Henderson is the
electrical contractor for that whole project.
Okay.
And they're turn in those tremendous, the large change order bills for these vent deal was like.
Maybe it wouldn't hurt to CC them.
Let me add, the duct work, was it installed by who?
Well, that I actually...
See, because the duct work people need to be involved because they may have the ones damaged sensors.
Well,
I'd make a phone call first to Nick and say, here's a problem, what's your advice?
Yeah, because he might get right on that.
We might have it fixed before we turn around, but we need to follow up with the letters.
We need at least get them in the mail.
Here's what happens in those situations. We're dealing with the two, and I agree totally with you. We've got our contractor, which is Septagon, Walton, which is the main construction. But when they get into all this, Henderson may never, ever understand the dissatisfaction other than with the Walton people.
Right.
So that's the reason that we take the extra step. It's a notification letter. It's not a...
Then we just want to address it to Septagon and then everyone else gets CC'd on the deal.
Yeah.
So everybody knows what's going on. It's always a good thing.
Yeah. Why don't you get with Jillian if you can today?
Okay.
Don't you think Jillian's probably... We'll just let Jillian write the letter. She's been writing legal letters for Bob, so she's probably got... Some sort of.
She's extremely well with all the
letters
and everything.
Okay.
But let's get a letter off, and then if you're going to call Nick and you're going to call Adam again.
Yes.
And I would say just let's call them every day until they respond.
All right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We just need an address because.
You said it's been five days, 4 days.
It's been at least.
It's been 3 days.
Saturday.
Yeah.
I still think
Saturday. Right.
Yeah, the test was Saturday.
So Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. Mm-hmm. Today's Thursday.
Right.
Yeah. So. Did I understand you say we pass so we don't have to do this again, but we need to get it fixed? Is that correct?
We need to get it fixed, and they said, Cinta said that they'll give us a price on, getting these fixed.
Sure. So, it's warranty for us.
Yeah, yeah.
But we're okay. I mean, they passed us. Did I understand you right?
No, they passed. They didn't. No, they didn't pass us on those items.
Okay.
They passed us on the strobe light and the fire alarm, but they said that it's not in sync and it's supposed to be in sync.
Okay.
And said that we really should get that fixed, and they think it's in the panel board that's causing this.
Okay. So, are we in violation with somebody?
Well, we're not down the backflow in that we're in violation, but I don't know who with.
The problem is, do we have some exposed liability now that this thing didn't pass?
Right, if something would happen.
Yeah, we don't have proper fire protection on the judicial facility until we get this fixed.
That's correct.
Okay. Yeah, so we
need to let
Nick know.
Yeah, and we need to let Jimmy know that we got issues and all our other officials and everybody over there that we don't expect anything wrong, but that we're working on an issue.
Right.
So that everybody's got it in the back of their mind that
we may just want to make sure that all the elected officials over there get a copy of the letter we send
out.
There you
go.
Okay.
That way we just carbon copy all the elected officials on that are housing, like Carol and Jeff and Jimmy, and then Brenda Neal and all that. I only see where we failed on one test.
Yeah, there's another one too.
But the problem is this report doesn't talk about all the things that didn't work. At least that's not, it doesn't talk about the
first one shows fail.
I didn't get all those copies, did I? Why had you get a bunch of loose papers?
They didn't trust me with a staple.
Maybe that's it. Yeah. Like it's always about the staple.
We got to have a little humor now and then. The next one shows pass. And you get into the big hawker. Well, look at those.
I think there's two of them that's the main one.
Oh, you're right. They didn't trust you with the stapler.
Oh.
Okay.
I also, Kenny Lansdowne, he was in charge of the fire test, so if you have any questions for him, I put his little card so you could, if you had any questions, you could get a hold of him.
Okay.
Okay, they're talking about some of this stuff they had to run some tests prior to completion, so it may all be within the panel board that they're talking about. For them to run a pressure test and come in here and ask us for a change order and tell us that they wasn't working, I mean, whenever they came in and said that we didn't have enough pressure and they had to add, I'm talking about on the air and the duct work, somebody had to run a test on that and it had to be working properly at the time. So it may all lay within that panel board, and it may be,
We just need to send it and start getting resolved. Yeah. So why don't you just we'll get a copy to Jillian, we'll send it out, and try to get it postmarked today, and then we'll write that letter for everybody.
Okay.
Okay, so the letter's going to CC Henderson and all our officials.
All the elected officials over there.
Okay.
And we'll also have a copy of the reports, so everyone knows. We'll get copies. We'll send out a bunch of letters today.
Sorry.
Oh, you're.
And we're not going to cause until we. I don't care to send this out, but we're not going to cause a panic over there, are we?
No, no. We're just going to say we're aware of a problem. We're working through warranty and. You still have fire protection, just it's just not to the standard that the inspection required. We still have, and we'll put it maybe in a separate letter. We still have fire protection,
right?
it just, to the test level, I mean, it doesn't, I mean, we have fire protection in the jail, I mean, all those things. It's not a panic situation, but it's just not performed like a new building should perform. And, you know, the inspection needs to, we need to pass the inspections, and it's being brand new like this. I think we write the letter right, or if we just have an attached letter to it, just saying, you know, we're working on it, we know it failed. The last thing we don't do is not send in, people say, oh, you flunked the fire test and we've got no sprinklers over there. That's not the case.
I know. I want to. I think we met.
We can just mention that, hey, number one, check valve failed, didn't hold it.
Right.
And the relief valve failed open. That's two things that says failed here. Is that all you saw when you went through it?
Yeah, I saw last page of my staple pages. You're talking about the last page. That was the biggest thing right here, which was the backflow, the pressure test.
Yep.
That was the big one. And then we have an overflow problem, but that's just water on the floor if it worse got to worse.
And I think we also had, there's the panel, a breaker where the breaker is for the panel, and it wasn't locked, and we got on that too, but we can take care of that, make sure the panel's locked.
Well, they didn't give you any sense of what it cost to fix it.
They didn't, because he didn't know. You know, they just take care of the doing the test, and he had no idea because I asked him, and he said he didn't know. I'd have to get a hold of someone else.
Would there be anything wrong with getting an estimate?
Well, it should be warranty. This will be on warranty, but I don't want to get Cintas's hopes up. I mean, I think this one's one that what I see, it would have failed a month earlier, but when we were still within warranty, we just didn't get it scheduled in time. And
right.
I'm just curious. The reason I asked the question, I guess, is just curious as we're talking about $100 or $1,000 or $10,000.
Well,
or
true.
What kind of a problem is this?
Right.
I mean, when you see a check valve and a relief valve,
that's
my background, that might be pretty minor stuff.
Okay.
But on the other hand, I don't know anything about fire equipment, yeah, so it may be.
I don't know at all. I didn't think about that.
It couldn't be, you know, it may be just a little.
Or like Danny said, it could be chingadairs in the panel.
Yeah.
Well, you can ask them if they know. That'd be great. I don't want them to spend a lot of energy on it.
Yeah, I wouldn't want a full-blown estimate or anything. But
I will. I'm going to go call Adam right now. So.
Okay. And Nick.
What else is happening over there? Anything we all know? Filters? Did we ever get our air filters straightened out where we're not paying exorbitant rates?
We checked it out. We've checked it out with some things around here and on the internet, and we're paying just about what it would cost.
Okay.
As a matter of fact, we're paying cheaper than what it would cost.
Okay.
So it's just going to cost us a lot to.
And those are budgeted for next year.
Good.
No, I'm asking you.
Oh, yes, they should be, because mm-hmm. I had to bump the budget.
845 we will.
Up for the 042, but then I took some out of my supplies because I didn't need as much in my supplies.
Okay.
So I budgeted in my 042.
Okay, so as long as you and if you just make a note, because we're revising the budget, make sure we have, if we know we're going to have the expense next year.
Yeah. Yeah, and we don't have any idea how much that building's going to, this will be the first year that we'll know how much that building's going to cost us.
For upkeep.
Right.
I mean, I had a question too, but Danny, I think you said you were going to say something. Go ahead. The only thing we were posted was we were going to talk about ongoing maintenance in there. What did we had a conversation a week ago or so about this. Were you working on a list of vendors? How did we leave it? Because, you know, everything's out of warranty now. Not everything, but most everything. And we wanted to, I thought we talked about having a checklist of vendors to call if something broke.
Now, do you want the list of who has that built, who put this stuff in?
I'd like to.
Plus
anybody
vendors that we can find.
Okay.
Because
I'm going to have to research on that because, and I'll do that, because we have a difference here. The people that we call here are used to working on these little bitty units.
Right.
And those are different.
So we need the ones that are that know what we
right.
have.
Right.
And if you need those vendor names, I mean, Linda can help you go through the contracts.
Yeah, I've got it. Okay. I gave it to her.
Okay, okay.
Yeah, and so I'll work on that and see about getting, you know, some companies that can do the work on those kind of items.
Because there may be a few items of their guys that we may want to put a service contract on from that one vendor, if it's, you know, if we think we want, if it's mission critical or whatever. So. I mean, my concern is that something breaks next month or in December, you know, and who do we call? We spend too much time and effort trying to find who we should call. And
need to be prepared with who's available.
And right. that's especially if it's heat. I mean, you're not going to want to wait. You can't wait and get three quotes.
Right.
You have to have it fixed right then. You know, so
right.
going to have to be.
Well, like the roof. I mean, we had an ice problem last year and the roof was an issue.
Right.
You know,
and it's guaranteed for 10 years.
So, that's one of the things. If there's a way they need to come out and do an inspection before
You can't get them hardly to come out here, but they will.
Okay.
That's another whole deal. So.
But anyway, that was just my thought on the just making sure we have a list, and if you could share the list with us.
Okay.
Maybe the next 10 days or so.
Okay.
Week
All
to
right.
10 days.
Okay.
Speaking of the roof, maybe a yearly or every other year phone call to the roof company. How's it going out there?
Every year would be good.
And who are you still the guy I call if I've got a problem, just trying to keep my records up?
Yeah, that would be a good idea.
A, you know who's there, and mm-hmm. B, they might remember that
we're out here.
Yeah. Don't forget about Taney County.
Yeah, well, they have to come back out again, so they'll be back out here again. So.
Why are they coming back out?
Have a leak in one of the pods in the jail cell.
A roof leak?
Uh-huh.
How long has that been going on?
We don't know because we just now, nobody never told us, and we just found it when we was doing the fire alarm test.
So you've called the roof company?
Yeah.
And they've responded?
Yeah.
Okay.
And so they'll be coming.
Yes, I'm scheduled.
Yeah, they just been out here and they're going to have to come again.
Now, where are they from?
Tulsa.
I hope they buy some show tickets. We could use the sales tax.
Oh.
That's
that
it.
All?
That's all
okay.
I had. Anything else, Chuck and Danny?
Helps keeping up okay?
My
Pretty
health?
Well. I mean, you're keeping everything clean all right and hours
yeah.
working out? And
do we want to go ahead and talk? Okay.
We have
personnel, I know.
Okay. We have something else. Yeah, the personnel.
Okay. Thank you.
All right, yeah. Okay, we're not posted until 8:45 for nothing else.
That's correct. Do you have something for us?
Surprise, right? Renee, and she talked to me the other day about the lights out here again. She thought
All right, you go to the microphone, Mr. Microphone. We've got the remote. We need to start to see if that works.
That's what I was going to say.
I've tried it.
Well, I may work on that. That's a grin and giggle.
A remote, huh?
The cordless. We have a cordless mic.
I've got some lapel mics. If you want to use them, you can plug them in someplace. I've got several of them. Renee had talked to me about the lights out there. She, you know, when I asked for ways we might save money on the budget and so on, and she came in and talked to me, and one of the things she talked to me about, she said that Phil had some ideas about how we might save a lot of electricity by moving some of the lights that were on the...
Well, actually, we marked the wrong ones to remove.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to be removing...
Okay.
And talk to Jimmy about it. We just the wrong ones got marked, and so we need to go back to remark and then remove them. And then Phil was also supposed to be checking how to rewire them, I think.
Well, I think he's done that anyway. And I hadn't noticed it, but I came in this morning when I came in after she talked to me about it. I looked down that way, and we have that lighted exceptionally well, don't we? So
when we have opportunity to talk, I'd like to see us. Pass those on to Foresight.
Well, I wanted to talk to if they would install them.
Yeah, even if they can't install them tomorrow, if they find a good place to store them as we pull them down.
Right. Because we are not selling them in the auction. We have two that are sitting in storage.
I think, to me, it makes sense that if we can get Forsyth to take them and use them,
place, just put them down the street as an improvement.
We would want them to do that.
If we want to.
Yeah, and I think the requirement is that we need to put them in a proximity area to make
downtown
form.
Yeah.
Or we extend them through our property, and then they take them from there.
Well, let's let them have them.
Oh. If they do it.
Yeah.
So, bottom line, going backwards, just go out and visit with Phil and see what he's got.
I would, just from what she said to me, but you guys may know more than I do. But
I don't.
From what, if you don't know any more than I do, then probably I'd visit with Phil, because he obviously knows that area better than you and I do, and probably all four of us. I noticed, is today you have the grants on the agenda again?
Sometime? Just grant deposit, yeah.
I have a little spreadsheet that I'll send you where I'm trying to get, I told you I'd try to get a line, expense line and a revenue line for every grant.
Yeah.
And I think I've got a lot of those. I can't get the information I want to get. I'd like to have CFDA numbers. I haven't gotten those from people yet, but it might be useful to you to see. It'll have things on there that are past, but I'll try to email that to you all.
What this is?
It's a piece of paper with a lot of writing on it.
These are two pages of notes
on
that Ryan did for me and are from our computer department.
On,
and I can save an attachment. Go back and get it. Budget. I've got a budget file for an email. Subfolders.
You may want to get you one of those
I may be dangerous.
Now. You may want to get you one of these laptops now. And I do, when we do budget next time, I've got my extra laptop, and I'm sure we can find another one. We'll just get budget on
there. We may have one down in the computer department.
What happened to Tressa's?
I don't know.
But I mean, it was a good machine. You know where it's at.
Maybe
we might as well use it.
Yep. All right, recess until 8:45. Is that all right?
Great.
We were talking maintenance, and I think that this kind of goes along with it. I'd like to get these lights all the same